What's up, everybody? This is the Fresh and Fit Show. Really, bro? Really?
Hey, man, good job.
You feel like I feel like I'm working with a child. So he wanted me to hype him up.
Yeah, man, that wasn't hype, bro.
That's what I got, man. Oh, I got a pocket, and that's my pocket. I don't got any nicknames, crafty nicknames. You guys know this lame on my right.
You talking about Cal like that? No. That's fucked up.
Well, you're both right. You're on the other right. On my right. On my right's right.
Dang, man.
I would have stayed in the middle.
That's our guess. What's wrong with you?
Folks, I apologize. Oh, yeah. I apologize. This is a very special episode. All of our episodes really are. Not to belittle anybody else, but this is a really special episode because we have a good friend of the show. Mr. Calvin Love. That is his real name, not a stage name.
Calvin Love.
That is one of the coolest names.
Ever.
If you ever decided to do Hollywood, you already got your name set.
Put that. Appreciate that.
Real quick, make sure you guys, listen, man. I know you guys are fans. You like the stuff. Yeah. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend, guys. Make sure you share it. Make sure you subscribe. Hit that subscribe button, man. Do that, man. We need more subscribers so YouTube can pay us, bro. They out here just getting all our stuff, and they don't care. They ain't trying to give us no money until we get enough subscribers. So make sure you guys subscribe and show us some love, guys. You know what I'm saying?
We got to start buying James Better hoodies. So please, this is a GoFundMe for buy a better hoodie.
I like this hoodie.
You know, I almost bought a tie-dye. I was never a tie-dye guy.
Me neither. But then I just started liking it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just different, bro.
I feel like tie-dye is the kind of thing where once you wear it, you have to become a tie-dye guy. It's the only color you got to either do it or you're not.
Well, you know? I got a couple. But my last shirt was tie-dye. My Pink Floyd t-shirt was tie-dye.
You actually got an interesting color scheme going on here.
Yeah, I know.
It's trendy.
It is.
Fashion forward.
James is a trendy guy.
We get into this debate all the time, Cal, like about who's about being trendy or not trendy, whatever. But Chad doesn't realize how trendy he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not anti-trend.
Yeah.
I am trendy.
You're trendy too, bro.
Talk about the Ants Hopper you was about to pick up today.
Yes, please talk about this ensemble.
Oh, yeah. So,
first of all, smash or pass.
Okay, yeah, this is a quality smash or pass. For those of you that
onesies
that would let me clarify the onesie we're talking about, which is actually going to make it worse.
Yeah.
So, tights. For those of you that maybe are serious bikers, which I wouldn't consider myself that yet, but I do enjoy biking. You know, it's common for serious cyclists to wear these spandex outfits. The one I saw today looked like a onesie, but the top was like suspenders. I'll say this. If I had to put money on someone in this room wearing it first, it would definitely be James.
Wow.
With his Burberry sneakers.
Why would you say that?
With a fedora and probably your leather coat.
The fur leather coat. What type of socks and shoes would I? What type of socks would I be
so
wearing?
So socks with that outfit, you might decide not to wear socks.
Oh, no socks. No, you I might wear socks. Always wear.
Okay.
Socks.
Okay, yeah, but you don't always wear this outfit.
I
do too. I've never been able to fall asleep without socks.
Oh no, my feet are freezing.
That's weird.
Like it's a mental thing. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. That's a good pass or smash.
Smash or pass. You don't sleep with socks on?
Hell no.
No? Mm-mm. Barefoot? No barefoot way. Bandit? I can't
It's crazy. It's like people are so adamant one way or the other. It's not like, oh, okay. Yeah. It's like my wife, she never does, but then she always complains that her feet are cold.
Exactly.
Explain that for me. I love you, by the way.
So if you guys don't know who Calvin Love is, we call him Cal, you know. Calvin is the owner of Little Giants, which is a great gym here in Euclid, Ohio, Cleveland. If you're in the greater Cleveland area, make sure you guys check it out. I wanted to, matter of fact, ask you about that, bro, like while we're here. Like, what made you want to open a gym essentially for young people?
Okay. Well, keep a long story short. About 10 years ago, I had a little cousin in the family. He was, at that time, like, 11 years old, 305 pounds.
Mm. Wow.
And so I come from a family of, you know, athletes, boxers, football players. Unfortunately, he couldn't participate in any sports. He was too heavy, you know. So I just started taking him to the gym with me, and about 2 weeks later, he lost 25 pounds.
Jeez.
So I got to thinking, I'm like, well, I wonder how many other kids are going through stuff like this. And did some research, and turns out it was a childhood obesity is an epidemic, you know. And he came from a typical single family.
I was one of them kids. Like, I wasn't 305. I was 210 at 10, though. I was 210 at 10 years old. You know what I'm saying? I look just like Kenan from Kenan and Kale.
No, you look like Kenan Thompson from Good Burger.
Oh, my God.
But, so, yeah, he came from a single-parent home. You know, his mother worked a couple jobs, you know, so she didn't really have the time to really prepare, like, health-conscious meals, you know. Everything was fast and easy, so he didn't have that, you know, that outlet to where it was a place where he can go and get the services he needed, you know. And if he did, it would have been extremely expensive, you know. Unfortunately, you know, in the minority community, you know, you have, you know, families living in poverty, they can't afford the services that they need, so.
Plus, there's such a huge a variety of, like you were saying, easy access food.
Exactly.
At your fingertips.
Yep.
And you see that in a lot of urban areas or just under.
Wrap snacks.
Oh.
Cheetos.
Jeez.
Four for four.
Yeah. Come on, man. 4 for 4. Yep. That can't be right. You know that's scientifically made food. What the heck?
Exactly.
Engineered.
So, you know, did a couple pilot programs at Richmond Heights Elementary School. It was like a 6-week program. It was well received. We had like 20 kids participate.
Nice.
We tracked their performance throughout the whole 6 weeks. And it was, like I said, well received. We took that same model and went to other school districts. And just pretty much generated a pipeline, which led to us opening our own facility.
Nice, nice. Yeah. And you, and not only that, but you've had some, you know, pretty noted, like, boxers come through that gym, you say?
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, I mean, you have my nephew, Montana Love, you know, his family, you know, he came through, you know, he trained
for,
you know, a few times. You know, social media is a blessing, you know. They see one person in there, and it's just, you know, it's like a snowball effect, you know. And, you know, we, you know, the kids see people like that in there, then they want to become more involved, and it's just, once we started adding a boxing, our gym just kind of took off, you know, so.
Because then you guys had, at one time, had the Mason Brothers there as well?
Absolutely, we had Mason Brothers, you know, Kingdoms Fitness, you name it. I mean, all of the reputable fighters in the city.
In the city, yeah,
they definitely, you know, been the little giants, so.
Nice, nice.
Yep.
What's it been like, you know, navigating through the pandemic? Kids aren't really being active at school. Mm-hmm. What are they doing now for, like, activity?
Oh, wow. I mean, it's a challenge. You know, we definitely, we tried the online thing, you know. And that in itself is a challenge, you know. Just getting kids to be focused in front of a monitor, you know, do schoolwork and then work out.
Yeah,
you know, but we definitely been creative, you know, during a pandemic to where we cut the size of our classes in half, you know, so we can try to maintain some type of social distancing. But at the end of the day, man, kids need that intimate, you know, connection with other people. You know what I'm saying? And that's when it becomes more effective. You know,
you think about the years that the kids that you're talking about, those middle school age years, those are crucial to develop those social skills. And I think what we probably, what we benefited from, but probably now see and maybe take advantage or take for granted is that the interaction we have with our classmates that they don't have.
Right.
So it's I love the fact that I'm walking into a gym like after work in at Little Giants and, you know, you'll see 15, 20 kids, you know, trying to work out or trying to jump over a ladder or jump on a box. Like, because, you know, it's a little comical, but at the same time, it's beautiful because that's not being provided for the majority of the kids.
Yeah. I mean, we pride ourselves on is that we definitely provide structure. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We tell our parents, hey, look, we don't want you loitering around, drop your kid off and they're with us, you know.
And we got them.
And we got them. Yeah. We become fathers. We become uncles. We become brothers. We become mentors during that time. But that's what they need is a structured environment. And your parents is like, shit.
I'm out.
Yeah, we out. I'm about to go get some Jamaican food.
Yeah. Oh, man. That Jamaican food next door, bro. You know what I'm saying? You jerk, you know, John. You know, I rock with you. But that Jamaican spot next door with them plantains, brother.
Bro, I was thinking about John on the way up here. Like, we need to get him back on the show. I'm about to say, Cal, we love you. But
we need some food. Jerk.
Oh, yeah. He had one of us sweating bad.
Bro, that jerk chicken, bro, was so daggone spicy.
That's the way it goes.
But it's so good. I don't mind it. I'm just over here just sweating. I'm just, you know, it's what it is. You got to do what you got to do to get through it. But that jerk chicken was so good. Burnt my mouth out.
He gave you that, like, kick in the face.
Yeah.
But you're going to keep getting kicked in the face.
But the only thing is, spicy in, spicy out.
That's facts, man.
My asshole was tight for 2 days, boy. I was like, ooh, I want to use the bathroom. But I had to, bro. That's the thing. You take a dump, you hope the water splash and just cool your butt off.
It's going to pop up like hot tea.
You're like, dang it, it's hot. Hot coming out of this boy. I'm telling you, man, you got to be careful with that jerk. That jerk ain't no good. That's why they be so angry, man. Them Jamaicans, boy, don't play.
Because the water splashed them?
No, because they be iry. They be iry because of that hot food.
It's iry. That's the name of the spot.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I brought it all along. Oh, it's a guy. I'm getting better at this podcasting thing, y'all. Again, nobody's bringing you a better podcast on a cheaper budget. You know what I'm saying? And we're improving every week. So make sure you subscribe.
Right. Please. Help.
Help me, please. Somebody said, you know, AB, he just recently had a fight. Speaking of boxing.
Like a week ago, right?
Yeah. He called himself AB, stands for About Billions. Someone wrote, always begging. Because he had did somewhere. He had like a fundraiser or something because he got all these daggone cases and things going on. But... man, AB, bro. If I never see another AB fight in my lifetime, I'm good, bro. He really is just robbing the game. Cause he came up as the next Floyd. Everybody saw him being like the next Floyd. He had the style. He was flashy. But the only thing is he had a little bit more power. So now he's just stealing money because he gets in the ring. He doesn't even throw punches. He's just in there playing around. It's crazy, and boxing is such a scam nowadays that you getting, like, he lost that fight. You know what I'm saying? He lost that fight. It's pretty clear, but it is what it is.
I think I got introduced to him several years ago, and he had a video of him flushing money down the toilet.
I bet you wish you can get that money back.
And question, this is a bit random, but that's what I do. He has a beard now. He's growing his beard out, but I haven't typically noticed beards to be a thing in boxing. You don't typically see boxers with beard.
Nowadays you do.
Is there anything to that?
I thought they used to have to shave it, depending on
whoever
sanctioned the event.
Okay.
Sometimes they make you shave it. Mm. I know on the amateur cards they do.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the New York Yankees. You know, you can't.
They don't have facial hair.
They don't do facial hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I would That's why I never signed with the Yankees.
Sounds like some Patriot stuff. I bet you the Patriots like that too.
Some cult stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hey man, it is what it is. I think sometimes that stuff people have an issue with it or whatever, but you go into the military, you become a police officer, a fireman, there's certain things and you have to, you know what I mean, learn certain disciplines. I have no problem with that.
No, neither do I.
Yeah.
I got more to lose.
He got more to lose. Cal has a nice beard too. He just he has to keep his cut. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Speaking of being in the service.
Hey, man, listen to me.
Someone needs to service your beard,
listen
bro.
To me, bro. I'm out here thugging. I'm launching a website. I got an app dropping. I'm finding a new building for the gym, bro. I'm out here grinding.
So are these all reasons for what?
For why I'm looking rough like this, bro. I don't got time to be out here looking pretty.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? I'm out here.
I don't know. You looking real thought out today.
I ain't, listen, that's it.
You can tell
I can dress up the clothes, but bro, I'm looking rough. Hair, I need a haircut. I ain't get a chance to see my boy Church last weekend. I'm out here thugging. My little baby pottying. She trying to get potty trained. This is I'm out here thugged out, bro. Thugged out. Potty training is rough, dude. My daughter will sit there on the potty, not use it. Get up. Use I give it. Her a break. Give her a pamper. Use the damn potty. Use the damn pamper.
Bro.
What the hell are you doing, Marlon? You stressing me out, bro. That's why I'm giving you extra melatonin tonight.
Hey, she by the way got tomorrow at 4 p.m. like, Dada.
She wakes up, bro. That melatonin be knocking her little ass out. Hey. Let me tell you something. She wakes up so happy. She be like, Daddy, give me hugs, give me kisses, bro. She be knocked ow, bro, she getting some good sleep. So I don't care what you say about that. My baby gonna get melatonin forever.
My daughter's 17. We still give it to
get you. Poppy, yeah, take that.
Hey, Dad, why do you give me oatmeal at night every night? Just hey, eat it, baby.
Hey, it's what it is.
Eat the oatmeal. Hey, so speaking of, we're gonna honor people today, but I feel like we've already made the show dishonorable.
Is this show?
What's your potty mouth? Ma, I apologize.
You know what?
James, potty mouth.
I might start censoring this because I was listening to I Am Athlete and they censor every time.
Such a cool podcast.
Such a good podcast.
Chad Johnson. Now?
Chad Ochoa.
Is he back to Johnson?
I don't know. Brandon Marshall. I don't know the big dude with the dreads, but they got my boy Fred Taylor on there. You know what I'm saying?
Fred Taylor, as in Fred Taylor, the
running back.
That's Fred Taylor?
Yeah, from the Jaguars.
Never knew that was him. He looks like a comedian.
University of Florida.
Yeah.
Beast mode. Fred Taylor. Yes, that was him.
Yeah.
That's him.
Mike Tyson got a good podcast.
He does. Check that out. You know what I like about Mike Tyson? I think that people think he's dumb or something, but he's so intelligent, man. Yeah. Like you really listen to how he speaks and break things down. He's a historian. He really has a database of information in his head about the sport of boxing. He's just a good, smart guy. Mm-hmm. I think people just all assume that he was unintelligent because of his voice or something.
I think him being in a Hangover didn't do him any help as far as people taking him serious because it was a comedy. But we also live in a soundbite culture, you know? So he can be an easy soundbite or an easy clip because of him and his youth.
He did say, I want to eat your kids.
He said, and he did bite a guy's ear off, bro.
Craziness is not for questions. So you can still be crazy and be intelligent. Look at Kanye.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Look at Einstein. Look at these guys, Van Gogh. They're intelligent, but they're a little off. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to be a little off to cut your ear off and say it to a girl because she says she likes your ears.
Yeah, I would admit that.
You're a little crazy.
I would admit that.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know, bro.
So this is a special month.
This is Women's Appreciation Month?
And this is actually our first, it's the first day of March. It's March, our first March, episode March. Celebrating women. So we do want to pay homage to a couple of ladies in our life. And Cal, you could jump in too if you want with this, who mean a lot to us. So do you want to go? I mean, we're doing the same person.
Chad and I both decided to do our moms. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you, Mom. You know what I'm saying? Hi, Mom. I love you. My mom is recovering from hip surgery. She's gonna have to have another hip surgery in like 2 weeks. You know, so keep my mom prayed up, guys. She's the strongest, toughest woman I know. We used to call her Hurricane Katrina when I was younger. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because she didn't play. But she's a sweet lady. She'll make you a cake. You know what I'm saying? In a heartbeat, bro. And the cake gonna be bomb. You know what I'm saying? So
I need parts.
Shout out to my moms, man. I don't think I've ever met your mother. I met your mother one time.
At a CrossFit comp.
Yeah, at a CrossFit comp. Yep.
I gotta say, bro,
mom and dad.
It's so hard to look back and think of like a specific moment that stands out because she's always been there. But one thing that I'll never forget, I was in first grade, and
for the first time or second time.
first time, bro. Look at the table. First time, bro. And I was always the oldest in the class. My mama never told me why. Mama, why? No, I was actually one of the younger ones. I was failing. I was failing these tests, and the teacher brought the test home. I had to bring the test home and get it signed. And my mom read the questions to me. And I answered them right. that she realized, oh, you can't read. Mm. So the school I was going to had a tutoring program, but there was like a month or two
backlog.
Yeah. So she's like, my kid needs to learn how to read. My mom sat me on the couch every day and we read Berenstain Bear books.
I used to like those books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Books those are classics. And my mom taught me how to read. She played a huge role in that. I mean, so many other examples, but so thanks, Ma.
Cal.
Oh.
I don't know why I thought.
No.
Now I'm in no man's land.
Help me. Now, of course, I want to shout out my mom, man. I grew up in a house full of women. So, you know, my mother, my sisters, my lady, my daughter, you know, I'm surrounded by some phenomenal women that, you know, I bust my butt to, you know, make sure that they're good. And,
yeah.
You know, I definitely don't ever want to let any of them down, you know, just some amazing women. So. But hands down, my mother, you know, just watching her over the years, you know, she took in my younger brother, she adopted him, and she's raising, you know, five mixed kids in the heart of the hood, the only white lady in the hood, you know, so you can imagine how that was, you know, so.
Yeah, Chad woman. Can relate.
Yeah.
Yep. He's only white.
I can, but okay.
Nah. Nah, but that's what's up, man. I think I don't know too many guys who have an issue with their mothers. You know what I'm saying? Fathers, they have an issue with their dads, whatever. But not too. It's something special about a mom.
Right.
Something special about a mom. Man.
I think because a mother knows the insecurity. Like if someone's gonna know your insecurities as a kid, it's probably gonna be your mother.
Yeah.
They know everything.
Everything, bro.
Everything.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Embarrassing moments.
Yeah. My mom
was such a G, bro. I was getting like picked on and bullied at school. I was getting jumped by like these group of guys. My mom came up to the school, bro, and made me fight the guys one on one. Like, I was like, and ever since then, that day, I've been with the shits ever since then. Because my mama had my back, bro. She was like, I'm like, yes, let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you were probably fighting. She was probably in the back, like, dealing money. Like, I got five on the big kid.
You know what I'm saying? Only time my mama really embarrassed me is, like, one time I was at HU, right? And you know what I'm saying? So I'm in the front of the line. We getting raided. So, like, my team coming out. Another team, it's a playoff game. So I'm in there, I'm talking big stuff like that. I'm going to kill you. Your quarterback ain't just talking crazy. My mama's walking into the game. She says, Jay, calm down. What are you doing? I said, relax. I'm like, mom, what are you doing? Like, you're embarrassing me right now. I'm trying to be hard. And you out there, go sit down.
Mom, you're embarrassing me in front of my friends.
In front of my friends. What's wrong with you, mom? Like, yo, I was turned up, man. My mama embarrassed me so bad. I felt like LeBron James and Gloria. Man.
No, that's more like Bobby Boucher and Waterboy.
Oh, let's go.
Hey, James, I don't know about you, but every time I try out a product that maybe I haven't tried out before, a new product on the shelf, I'm always super eager to tell my friends about it because I want them to experience what I did.
Yeah, because you got a big mouth. You need to shut up.
Yeah, sometimes that's true. Sometimes that's true.
Okay, so why not do it easier? Put your stuff on the podcast. You want to advertise it. Guys, it's $250 to be featured at the top of our show, or $150 to be in the middle of the show, or $50 to be put in at our discretion. Basically, best on the floor of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why not do it that way, Chad?
Yeah, and you know what? I like sometimes you see a show and they got some really cool stuff like a mug or a hat or a whatever it may be on their table.
True, true.
We could do that too.
We definitely can do your product placement here, guys. So if you're interested, make sure you hit us up at
tfafpod@gmail.com.
Yes, y'all. That's tfafpod@gmail.com, y'all. We would love to have your products on here. Hit us up. Let's get you going.
Yeah.
Peace.
And we're back.
All right, guys. So it's episode 36. You know what that means? We're going to highlight a couple players who wore number 36 better than anybody. To kick it off, I got to shout out my guy. You look like you want to jump in.
No, I want you to go first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to shout out my guy who I think he made getting a technical a cool thing because he did it so many times.
I think they changed the rules for
now,
him.
Now, he wasn't number 36, and I'm going to say his name shortly, until he got to Detroit. But I followed him from when he was in Portland, when the Lakers just owned them. I'm talking about my guy, Rasheed Wallace, that he would pull up at half court and then get teed up. He would, you know.
Rasheed Wallace was always.
Always wearing forces.
Forces. He always looked.
With the strap
rough
undone.
To me, bro. He always looked like out of place. Like, who let their uncle in this game?
His, you know, his beard looks a lot like.
Hey,
yours.
My beard, and my roof is not as bad as Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah, and then he had that patch. I don't know what that patch was about.
Yeah, his roof. He had a patch in that roof.
He was that dude, though, man.
He was that dude.
That one guy that was bummy as hell when you coming out playing basketball, but could ball. Like, could ball.
I want him on my squad, bro.
You want him on your team. You definitely want him on your team. You know what? Like him, Chad gets on me because I compare myself to Paul Pierce when I played basketball. But
I've never heard you compare yourself to Paul Pierce.
I did. And you was like, that's so arrogant of you to even compare yourself to a Paul Pierce.
I believe. Did I call you arrogant?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah, now you believe it. Okay. So I feel like people like Paul Pierce, Rasheed Wallace, they had this quirkiness to them. But because of that quirkiness, they're able to, like, get to the basket, get to the rim. They're able to get rebounds, get assists. People don't expect them. They expect them to zig when they zag. It's like, it's different. So they have a different function to them. So.
Plus, they both have a commonality in shiesty facial hair. Although Paul Pierce has that, he's got that beard that the eighth grader in your school has, but everyone thinks he's grown.
Right.
Paul Pierce has that as a grown man.
Yeah, his is bad. His is bad.
Real bad, bro.
Yeah, man. But, you know, man, that's cool. You know, she Wallace is all right. But, you know what I'm saying? Me and my boy Cal here, you know, represent for them old Steelers. So I had to come through with the bus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jerome Bettis, you know what I mean? Jerome Bettis was my favorite football player growing up. You know why? Because I was a fat kid, and I always had aspirations of being a running back. And Jerome Bettis gave me hope that I could be a fat running back, all right? And Jerome Bettis was out there running people over. Mm-hmm. Man with the sweet feet, had the quick feet and the moves. He used to hit you with the shimmy, then lower the shoulder. Oh, man, he was so good as a running back, man. And he could catch out the backfield. The ball looked so small in his hands. Bro, he was phenomenal, man. I think, you know, towards the end of his career, he was able to get a couple Super Bowls with Big Ben and with Willie Parker doing most of the work. Like, Willie Parker would run 75 yards, and then they let Jerome Bettis come in on the goal line and get the touchdown. You know what I'm saying? That's what happens when you pay your dues, man. You pay your dues.
But he was clutch in the red zone, though, man.
Clutch.
Like, clutch.
Clutch. Hey, man, I've seen him demolish linebackers. I'm talking your hardest hitting linebackers. Jerome Bettis gave him that foot in the ground, shoulder in their chest. Yeah. Rap.
Plus, you might catch him during the weekday on a Rogaine commercial.
On a Rogaine
commercial. Or Beijing, one of them two.
He had the cleanest beard, cleanest lineup, bro, for a decade.
Was he a chunky soup guy, too?
Yep, chunky soup. Yep. Chunky soup.
His mama was at the games. Mm-hmm. Bringing the players.
Jerome, did you eat your chunky soup? Talk about embarrassing moments.
Oh, man, embarrassing. Bro, speaking of lineups, though, bro, how long is Jalen Rose going to hold down the best lineup in the world? Hairline is phenomenal.
It's not even, it's like on his forehead.
It's
on the forehead.
It's perfect. It's been perfect for years.
Yeah, bro.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Jalen Rose, well, we talked about it before, I think. When he first had signed a contract in the league, he got his skin and his teeth taken care of.
For sure.
You could tell, bro.
For sure, man. But that kind of brings me to another thing, right? So we got a game here called Explain That Pick. And I'm going to need you, Cal, to explain this pick and tell us that you're really not Carlos Boozer.
Yeah, but I said, you had some good years in Cleveland, bro.
You know, I get that a lot, but who knows, man? Papa was a Rolling Stone. Boozer might be my brother.
Might
man.
Be.
I don't know.
It is uncanny. How much you look like this man? It is insane, bro. Like, I'm going through the pictures. Like, did he tag him in the picture?
Is that Boozer? Is that a fan pic? He's just Boozer holding his daughter. What's up? Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that a lot, man.
All right, take it back.
Yeah. Oh, man. The original G.I. Joe.
Bro.
G.I. Cal.
You look like Major Douglas Winfrey Prane right here, bro.
Let's say, look, Cal look like he about to smuggle in some cocaine. For the government.
Bro, I've never seen
Fidel
nobody.
Castro looking.
I've never seen nobody this swagged out in the military uniform. It's unbuttoned down so you can see a little bit of his chest.
He got the pencil mustache.
Oh, man. Got the mustache straight from France. You know what I'm saying? Bro. How you just swagged out in the military?
We got a beret. Is that a beret?
And the beret. Yeah, oh, yeah. My God.
That's when the Army, we went right to the berets maybe a year, you know. But, yeah, man, I had to be polished somehow, man. That uniform was horrible back then.
Got the sleeves rolled up. Probably had some camels in there.
Precise. How long did you spend shining your shoes?
Oh, man, that was a process. at least 4 hours.
Wow.
At least 4 hours. You know, if you was in the military, you understand, you know, there's all different types of methods, but man, it's a process. You know, you need a torch, you need a brush, you need a sponge, you wet it, and you just keep going in circles, man. It's,
oh yeah. Had them boys looking shiny.
Had the boys looking like he was about to ref an NBA game.
Ref an NBA game. All right, explain that pic.
Oh, wow. So we was on vacation, man, and that picture there, man, my wife caught of me and my daughter, man, and I just saw so much resemblance in her, you know, of myself, man, and just, you know, I always try to support her in everything that she does and, you know, aspire to do, and she do the same for me, man. So that right there, that's a good illustration of how close we are and the type of relationship we have. So.
Yeah, that's definitely your mini you.
All right, wow. Explain that pic.
That's my mama, man. Like, you know, shit, that's my girl, man. There's nothing in this world that I can do for her to turn her back on me, man. That's the true definition of unconditional love. You know, so she's the reason I am what I am today. You know, growing up without a father, and, you know, she's always pushed me to be better and do better, you know, so.
Absolutely, bro. Now, what I'm noticing here is that your quads is popping through these shorts right here, bro. How many squats did you do before this picture?
I'm glad you noticed that. They always give me mess about my legs,
about
man.
Squats. Your quads is popping right here, bro.
I had to do about, I think we did Murph that day. Okay. Murph Monday.
So, yeah, the blood was pumping.
Yeah. You look a little swole right here. You look a little swole right here, bro. Okay. So, I explained that pic.
Nice, bro. You survived. I'm proud of you, man. So another reason why we wanted to have you on the show is because we have a couple big events coming up.
Mm-hmm.
One being you've been a huge part of the Smoking Cyclists, and you have something coming up, two events. So I just want to give you a chance to give that some...
To provide some information about it?
Thanks,
to speak
bro.
About
I don't know
it.
Why. I don't know why I'm at a loss of words.
What's wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm going to tell you why.
Do we have to get your mom back up
I'm going to tell you, mom.
I try to speak again.
Short A, long A. Let me tell you why, bro. Because your patterns are throwing me off.
I don't care. You know why I don't care? Because you have on wool socks.
I do have on wool socks. and my Diadoras.
And orthopedic shoes. So.
These are not orthopedic shoes.
Leave me alone.
I got on some fly Diadoras for those of you guys that were wondering.
You have on a corduroy
James
hat.
Has
so
on...
you mad about my patterns? You have on the hottest hat possible.
James has on Crayola shoes.
Okay. But they match my shirt. They're primary colors just like my...
Bro,
my
you could have worn any pair of shoes and they would have matched that shirt.
Possibly. But I couldn't have worn that hat without sweating for Fruit Sleep.
or the kind of confidence that your boy got. All right, Cal. We had to have somebody growing in the room.
To monitor us. Cal's here really to chaperone us and keep us together, right?
Pretty much.
So we got two events coming up. same purpose, but two different events. So May 12th, the Smoking Cyclists and I, on behalf of Little Giants, we'll be doing a bike ride from Cincinnati to Cleveland. There's a series of trails, bike paths that are all interconnected from downtown Cincinnati right up to Edgewater. So the purpose of this bike ride is to spread awareness with regards to gun violence, especially in the amongst our youth. So the name of it is Bike to Unite Against Gun Violence. So we're just trying to bring awareness to, you know, the gun violence that's in our communities, that's plaguing our youth, and pretty much let them know that there are services where our youth can go to pretty much use as an outlet, you know, as opposed to getting caught up in the streets. So Little Giants being one of those places. I've been blessed to ride with the Spoken Cyclists, to have a good group of guys that's supporting this event and going to be riding with me. It should be close to 10 of us and, you know, 330 miles.
Yeah, there might be some other kind of violence at the end of this thing.
See, the problem with gun violence and the kids with these gun violence is they don't know how to throw them hands no more. Nobody wants to throw those hands. Throw those hands, bro. Put the guns down, put the gloves up. Exactly. All right, man. And then, too, because you might be killing somebody that could be your friend later on. You know, people I fought with back in the day that ended up becoming my friend? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was part of, like, the process, like, growing up. Like, people, you just fight. It just happened, man. It's a nice little fight. You learn something about yourself. If you win, you lose. You be like, all right, next time, if he get into a fight, I'm going to slam him so he won't hit me. You know what I'm saying? You kind of got to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? You learn problem solving skills, okay? Yep. It teaches a lot about yourself, and you build what they call calluses on your brain going through fights, man. Fighting, like, versus, you know, if you don't have to fight, don't fight, man. I'm not encouraging it, man. I'm not encouraging violence at all. But as a young man, as a especially an alpha male, you're gonna probably bump heads a couple times. You know what I'm saying? And so some stuff is gonna happen. So be ready to throw them hands. You don't have to kill nobody, man. Think about this, man. Everybody has a family. Everybody has a brother, a mother, a sister, a father, somebody that loves them and cares about them. And you're taking that person away, man. And you should really think about that before you pull the trigger and kill somebody, man. So
basically, James is saying, fight each other with your fists. That's the June bike ride. It's gonna be a bike to promote hand to hand combat.
Well, it's a gym, and then too, I promise you too, like, all that tough talk and all that stuff like that, I put you in the ring for 3 minutes. You won't even last 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. That first round, you're gonna be tired, and then y'all be boys after that. You squash whatever beef you got, and then it'd be cool, man. Like, it's all I'm saying is, it's much better for the world, man. Like. All you young men, you guys have so much to contribute to this world. You matter. You know what I'm saying? You matter. So you don't have to take away somebody else's life. That's all I'm saying.
Facts.
Yep.
Facts.
Which leads to our second event, which is Fight to Unite Against Gun Violence. You know, it's a boxing event. Hell of a segue. No, so our boxing event is going to be May 29th, 2 weeks later, after the bike ride. Fight to Unite Against Gun Violence is our second event. We're going to have a variety of fighters out of Cleveland, out of Detroit, fighters from Canada coming in to participate. One of the most special parts of this event is, you know, this will be the second time I'll give an award to a family that was a victim of gun violence. Mm-hmm. And my nephew's name, I lost my nephew in 2017 to gun violence. So to keep his legacy going, we're, you know, awarding a monetary gift as well as a plaque in his name to families that's been victims of gun violence. So.
That's love, man.
So that's Calvin love.
Calvin love.
I'm telling you, man. Bro, I'm getting better every week, bro. Okay, you know what I'm saying? It's
Calvin. Cal love, bro.
Cal love.
Calvin love.
You know what I'm saying? Calvin love right there for you people. You know what I'm saying? I think that's great, Calvin. I think what you do is great.
Yeah.
And not only is your last name love, but you show a lot of love. So, like, I'll give you guys a story. Cal brought his gym up to formerly known as Just Train, come to the gym, pay members, pay people to come, did his thing, show love, had a great time in the class, never dissed the gym, never talked bad about it, always just show love and came support, came to several events and showed support. Guys, that is support. Stop saying you support something. A lot of you people talk about you support this, support that. You don't support nothing because you don't give no time and you don't get no money. Yeah. So you don't. All you doing is supporting your lips. You know what I'm saying? Like that's it, bro. So time, money, effort. You won't even retweet or repost somebody's stuff. Guys, that costs you nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's support, man. Not just saying like, good job. That's not support. You know what I'm saying? Support is effort. You know, so Cal definitely showed love because you didn't do that to just our gym. You've been to several gyms and did that, right? That's just
That's appreciate dope. That. I don't know, man. That's what we got to do as a community, though. I mean, we all black businesses. I mean, we stronger together, you know? So, I mean.
I agree.
If you sell t-shirts and I need a t-shirt, I'm coming to buy my t-shirt from you. You know, like, we got to change that mindset. You know, everything is in a competition, so.
And that's why I kind of like why I don't mind highlighting trainers on here, even though I'm a trainer and I'm a coach, right? So I would be ignorant or foolish to not highlight other trainers. One, there's enough overweight people in Cleveland, Ohio, that need to be trained, that we all can eat, okay? We all can make money because Cleveland's one of the fattest cities in America. Yep. All right.
Not to mention the everybody you could do online. That
you can do online.
Here.
You can do virtual. You can do whatever you want to do. Plug the J3X.com app. But, guys, you know what I'm saying? You can do that. You can be a trainer. It's just like church. It's not enough God for everybody. It's so much God, religion, spirituality for everybody. It's not like this is the only church you can go to, okay? Bruh, it's enough for everybody, man. So we all can eat. We all can benefit and become better. So you guys stop hating on other trainers. That's one that's corny. Yes. That is so corny, bro. Talking about, oh, this trainer don't know what he's doing. This trainer, this trainer, that. Bro, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You whack. You whack. You know what I'm
saying? Say a name, James. Say a name.
Say no name.
What's the name rhyme with, James?
I ain't going to say no name, but you know you lame for talking about King James. You know what I'm saying? I'm just what I'm saying, bro. I'm going to start standing up on y'all fools. You know what I'm saying? Pat McAfee style.
We good, bro?
Yeah, I'm good.
This is the aggressiveness I'm talking about.
I promise I'm not aggressive, man.
But you are, bro.
I want to be more like Cal. Okay, I'm trying to be more
Cal,
like Cal.
You know,
show more
Cal,
love.
My name is Smooth. Smooth Love.
I'm not smooth at all. I'm very rigid. I wish I was smooth, bro. I am not smooth, man.
You're knocking over stuff when you walk in the hallway.
Oh man, I did break some stuff in this office too. I feel bad about it. Ashley gonna kill me.
Probably.
Yeah, man, but...
Hey, we appreciate you, though. For real, man.
Appreciate you
coming, man. Thanks for coming through for us. Yeah, Cal. You know what I'm saying? Next time, I'm going to be smoother. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you good.
So this has been another episode of Fresh and Fit.
Yep. Well, our goal is to keep you fresh while you getting fit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, bro, but speaking of fresh and fit, bro, one thing we forgot to mention. No Bulls taking over the CrossFit Games.
Oh, that's right. That's big.
That's big news, bro. Big. No more Reeboks. No more Nanos. Nanos are ugly anyway. Sorry, Reebok. I didn't mean to say
that. They are extremely butt.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not a fan. Some people don't like No Bulls because they're so plain, but they're so functional, guys. Once you try on a pair of No Bulls and training them, you will like them. I promise you, man. They're so functional.
Funky colors.
Got some funky colors, bro. So Shout out to No Bull for taking over. Shout out to CrossFit for changing their ways. Like they messed up. Glassman came out and said some trash. They switched it up. Now he's trying to support and trying to be more diverse and more inclusive. You know, so big up to CrossFit for acknowledging that. And guys, we gotta stop canceling people and not giving them a chance, man. Some of you people, like, if you get canceled, I feel bad for you. But at the same time, bro, like, we're all human. We're all learning. We're all, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I mean, imagine if Chad was even more racist than he is right now. We wouldn't be doing this podcast. But we are, because I've helped Chad overcome his racism. You know what I'm saying? So now, think about it, guys.
I don't hate black people, bro. I just hate you.
But think about it. Now we're able to,
I'm a James-ist.
Make stuff happen because we decided to come together. So look, look at this. Okay, you got a black person, black and white, and a white person right here. All flavors of the rainbow. Look, come on, man. Forget that. Forget all that racism stuff, man.
You got people watching this like, oh, he's, wait, what?
Give people a chance when they mess. All I'm saying, though, get back to my point. Give people a chance. Some people are racist because they're ignorant. You know what I'm saying? And some people are racist because they're just evil, hard people. But some people, once you know what I'm saying, educate them and experience, they get experience that they'll be all right, man. So give people a chance. Stop trying to cancel everybody here.
I got to do this real quick. I gotta give a shout out to Ilthy.
Okay.
For the Midwest Kids hat. Because I was waiting this hat for quite some time because of COVID and shipping. So shout out
to
Ilthy.
That's hot.
The top of my head
literally
is very toasty.
It's nice though. It's a nice design and everything.
Thanks. Yeah. I put it together. You know.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. Shout out to them.
Shout out to Ilty.
Feel free to send
shout out to Lil Giants. Shout out to Cal. Shout out to the Smoking Cyclists. Hey, guys, make sure you're on the lookout for that J3X website and app, membership-based website coming through, guys, for all you guys who need training at home, four-week workout programs. I got you. Shameless plug. I don't care. And just like that, guys, we out.